veteran game tonight is going to be senior Zach Bickle. Zach is one of those special kids, doesn't always see a lot of playing time. Talked to him at the beginning of the season, explained what his role was going to be, and he wanted to be part of it. And, you know, he's just had a stint in the hospital 4 or 5 nights, and, you know, hopefully he's healing up well. So he won't be dressed tonight, but hopefully he'll be there with us. And, you know, he, like I said, he does anything you ask him to do. He makes us better on game night, and it doesn't always show up in the box score with his playing time, but he makes us better on game night because of how hard he practices. He's a great teammate. The kids love him, great teammate. The kids love being around him, and just a special kid.
Troy, I know every coach loves having that star player, the kid who makes all the headlines, but in my years of doing this, I also know coaches really love those program kids who you say, just come out and get after it practice after practice. They may not see big numbers in the box score, but they mean just as much to the program as the other guys.
They absolutely do, and it's paid off. You know, in the last few games before he got sick, you know, he was getting some minutes and doing some great things for us. You know, he's a good rebounder, he blocks shots and plays good defense.
Terrific story. So congratulations goes out to Midview's Zach Bickle. He is tonight's Midview Veteran of the Game. We'll hear this message from Lorain County Veteran Services. And when we come back, Pat Bray, the head coach of the Amherst Comets, will announce the Amherst Veteran of the Game. That follows this on the Colson and Colson Cage Matchup.